Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. We want to thank everybody for a record month last month. It was amazing. How do you do it, people ask me? Because we save a bunch of people a bunch of money every month. So come on down for tile, cabinets, flooring, showers, prefabs, buy one, get one free deal on slabs. Come on down. Thank you. 447 Main Street, Templeton.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go. Lube
& Go! Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
San Luis Obispo County Independent Redistricting Commission signed into law. County Superintendent speaks on recent threats to schools. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the low 90s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarphonics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75, don't just go solar, go Solarphonics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. SB 977 has been signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom this past weekend, which solidifies the creation of an independent redistricting commission in San Luis Obispo County. The commission will be responsible for establishing the supervisor district in the county every 10 years, which has historically been left to the County Board of Supervisors. The commission will consist of 11 members of the public who are not elected officials, lobbyists, candidates, campaign donors, or their close family members. They will host several public meetings prior to drafting a new districting map and three more after a map is drawn. The bill goes into effect January 2025. San Luis Obispo County Superintendent of Schools, James Brescia, has released a safety update for the county's schools. The statement says the county and many other schools across the country have seen a recent increase in violent threats. Brescia's release says the county superintendents recently held a meeting reviewing safety protocols and would like to restate the importance of reporting, not reposting. The release says any threatening content seen online should be reported to law enforcement and avoid reposting. This can oftentimes exaggerate the threat and distract officials from addressing the issue. All San Luis Obispo County schools, law enforcement, and local agencies are working to ensure the safety and well-being of the county's students, staff, and community. Community preparedness at this week's Coffee with the City Manager event. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The next Coffee with the City Manager event for Paso Robles will be this Friday, September 27th. Coffee with the City Manager takes place at 7:30 a.m. at Patina California Coast Beer Company, 1346 Railroad Street. In honor of National Preparedness Month, City Manager Ty Lewis will be joined by Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services staff. Residents will be given an update and information about disaster preparedness, the Pulse Point app that allows CPR-trained residents to respond to local cardiac emergencies, recent activities of the Community Emergency Response Team, and more. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce has announced they'll be featuring the Women of Influence North County Marketplace at its upcoming luncheon on October 3rd. This debuting edition to the event will feature booths and products and services by local women-owned businesses in the North County prior to the luncheon. The marketplace will open at 10:30 a.m., about an hour before the luncheon start, giving attendees the time to shop and network. The Women of Influence North County Luncheon will take place on October 3rd at Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in Atascadero. To purchase tickets, you can go to atascaderochamber.org. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight. On the board's information items is an introduction to proposed changes to Board Policy 1113 relating to the district and its websites. A part of these changes would add language to board policy that allows for pictures and videos of students to be included in a broadcast or live stream at school events and activities open to the public without parent or guardian permission. Staff plans to potentially broadcast Paso Robles High School athletic events on National Federation of State High School Sports. A contract with NFHS will be brought back to the board as a later action item. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or watch online. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On the board's business agenda is a presentation for the county's agricultural statistics in 2023. According to the agenda, the county has once again achieved another record for its crop values in 2023, edging right past $1.1 billion for the first time. Wine grapes and strawberries continue to account for more than half of the county's overall crop value. Also on the agenda is an item set for hearing, authorizing an advertisement for a future hearing that indicates a general plan and land use amendment. Scheduled for October 8th, the hearing will consider changing the designation for one parcel in Templeton, west of Highway 101 and Theater Drive, from a residential rural to a residential suburban parcel. The county is approving a notice for this hearing and will not be deciding whether to approve or deny the amendment. You can attend in person or watch online. The County of San Luis Obispo's public libraries announced they'll be hosting free costume exchanges for Halloween. From October 5th to the 26th, kids and teens will be able to choose from gently used costumes and accessories at the libraries in Arroyo Grande, San Luis Obispo, Oceano, Nipomo, Atascadero, Cambria, Shandon, and San Miguel. Any interested donors may bring in secondhand costumes in good condition to any of the county libraries to help in this event. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Giants beat the Diamondbacks 6-3, the Mariners over the Astros 6-1, the Phillies beat the Cubs 6-2, and the Red Sox over the Blue Jays 4-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Angels will go against the White Sox, and the Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NFL, the Bills beat the Jaguars 47-10, and the Commanders inched past the Bengals 38-33. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California headline news. Exxon facing a lawsuit from the state of California accusing it of deceptive marketing on the issue of plastics. Attorney General Rob Bonta saying Exxon has to pay the price for the impact of plastics on society and the planet.
This lawsuit is the first of its kind to hold ExxonMobil accountable for the immense harm its decades of misleading claims have caused our environment and the people of California.
Late Monday, Exxon released a statement saying, quote, "For decades, California officials have known their recycling system isn't effective. They failed to act and now seek to blame others." City of Fresno begins enforcing a camping ban. Police taking steps to engage homeless people who violate the new ordinance, according to Mayor Jerry Dyer.
First, our outreach workers going to offer them services and shelter like they always do.
If the person is noncompliant and refuses care, they're taken to jail where they can enter a diversion program, which will remove the arrest from their record. Gas prices in the state, $4.73 a gallon, down 5 cents from last week, 14 cents higher than last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24-7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. In a virtual hearing held by the California Department of Food and Agriculture last week, dairy farmers were asked to consider a proposal to modify certain aspects of the State Quota Implementation Plan, or QIP. The controversial program has divided the industry for years, with some saying it creates frictions between the haves and the have-nots, or dairy farmers who own quota and those who don't. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows right around 53, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid to low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is clear and sunny skies the rest of this week into next. Low 90s on Thursday, mid-90s on Friday, mid-80s this weekend into Monday, then about 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Does your body deserve a jacuzzi? Incredible jacuzzi pumps give you the massage your body deserves. Head to Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo. Family-owned Slow Spas has been serving the Central Coast since 1983. They offer the best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, spas, and infrared saunas. They're the only jacuzzi dealer in Slow County, and they stand by the products they sell. Service is their specialty. Visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo.
Orchard and Vineyard Supply on the corner of Ramada and Marquita has everything you need to protect and harvest your crop. Shop bird netting, reflective film, shade cloth, and all things harvest at OVS on Marquita Avenue. Orchard and Vineyard Supply, offering commercial-grade ag supplies, open 7:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Call Orchard and Vineyard Supply at 805-434-9488. That's 805-434-9488.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open narrowly higher. The Dow rose to a record in early trading. Walmart shares are getting a boost from analysts at Truist, who say the company is picking up new customers. They say Walmart is using advertising, membership, and its marketplace to boost business. AutoZone's business rose in recent months, though Wall Street was expecting a bigger bump from the auto parts seller. There's renewed optimism about luxury brands after China revealed new stimulus to boost its struggling economy. China says it is investigating PVH, parent company of Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger, for alleged discrimination against products from the Xinjiang region. The U.S. banned imports of cotton products from the region 3 years ago over reports of forced labor. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you, too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
10 Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Paso Robles Glass is exclusively presenting the new Milgard Trinzic Series windows and doors. If you're looking for a vinyl window frame that is contemporary with modern crisp lines, you'll love the new Trinzic Series from Milgard and Paso Robles Glass. Give your home a clean, sleek look with less vinyl and more glass to enjoy your view. Whether it's new construction or replacement, Paso Robles Glass has a window for you. And remember, they are the replacement window masters. Call Paso Robles Glass for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014. That's 238-4014 for Paso Robles Glass.
Get it fast, save some cash. Paso Glass is where it's at.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. We are living in what the Scripture calls perilous times. Some of the elements of these times are men will be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, without self-control. We cannot obtain the peace of God by worrying or complaining about life in these last days, but we can obtain the peace of God by following the Lord in His Word, the Bible, as the Apostle Paul wrote. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus, on the eve of His crucifixion, when everything in the lives of His disciples was about to be overturned, said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Faith, hope, and love are the pathways to peace. God bless you.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, Protect What Matters. Barry, first up, we'll have Susan Shelley. She is vice president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. A couple of things they'll be chatting about: the history and importance of Prop 13 and why it's important to stop Prop 5, the latest effort to gut Prop 13, and also some other issues about the ballot propositions ahead. And then Jenny Grinninger, trustee, Templeton Unified School District, why and how cell phone regulations in the public schools are good for the kids, and then also some other topics about educational proficiency in our schools. So enjoy that this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And let's see here. We have the Measure M, I think, is coming up, the Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. You have the, well, you also have the Board of Supervisors. Let me back up here. One of the items, it's number 40, and the board is going to consider a request for a zoning change to include single-family residential at a 10.2-acre parcel in Templeton. It's the Mitty Farms. They are seeking to construct a 22 upscale homes in a gated community, and that's at North Main Street. County staff has recommended board approval. So I'm trying to visualize that on North Main Street in Templeton, 22 upscale homes. You know what? If I look at something here, I could maybe cheat a little bit and figure out where it may be. Kevin, no, I can't. I can't. So I'm trying to visualize where that it would be, upscale, 22 upscale homes in a gated community on those 10 acres in Templeton, North Main Street. Is that going to be down by the sheriff's where they're building there or adding on? Also, the Atascadero Chamber, it is probably going to be a quick meeting, the usual light agenda.
plan to approve payroll and expenditures, no closed session, public hearings, or management reports. So that's going to be pretty darn quick. But also, there has to do with something in Atascadero that is coming up this election, and it has to do with the ballot measure. M24 will allow Atascadero residents to decide how their city treasurer is elected through appointment or election. Now, if you go back to the late 70s, the position has been elected. However, five of the seven cities in San Luis Obispo County have transitioned to appointing their city treasurer, and Atascadero is allowing the community to decide how the position is selected. And obviously, there's arguments on both sides because, and I don't know if the cities have the power to do this, and this is pretty amazing. Currently, the only qualifications to run for city treasurer are that the individual be an Atascadero resident, a registered voter, and at least 18 years old. There is no requirement regarding candidates' education, certification, or experience. Well, the same would be with the city council positions, but this is something where you're definitely managing money. The treasurer's role demands expertise, and again, this is according to the city's job description, expertise in professional standards, laws, and financial management for overseeing city reserve fund investments. So that's pretty heavy duty responsibility. Now, we have seen some, shall we say, treasurers in the county the last couple of years do some things that, and one of the reasons suggested is that because they're beholden to the people that hired them, i.e. the city council or the city manager. So would it be in the best interest of the citizens to just elect one they think is up to their standards? So you folks in Atascadero will have the issue on the ballot coming up in November. So maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. And I had no idea that the qualifications were not a little bit more. Also, if you go back, I forget how many months ago on, there was an outcry in, shall we say, the richer ends of the Northeast, and that would be Martha's Vineyards. That's known as the playground for the rich and famous. Well, a couple suspects that were released, or at least shipped to these areas, Nantucket and Martha's Vineyards, they were arrested on the island over the last several weeks and have been charged with sex crimes, mainly against minors. So now the rich people, who particularly up in Martha's Vineyards, who are in favor of this free entry into the United States, they are seeing it in their own backyard, literally. It's a terrible thing to happen. Also, not a big poll number, but it's always interesting to see what's going on out there in the wild world. And there is a poll out, and it says that people earning between $50,000 and $200,000 a year are more likely to vote for Kamala Harris. People earning between $50,000 and $200,000 a year make up 59% of the likely voters surveyed by this. The middle class vote is also exactly split between Democrats and Republicans and independents. So the people earning a little bit higher more likely to vote for Republicans, and meanwhile people in the middle who get hurt most by the Democrats and their taxes are thinking about voting for a Democrat, which would be Harris. I don't know how people in the middle think that they're going to get ahead by keep voting for people that are taking more money from them, and that they actually believe the promises about going after the rich. The rich are going to be rich. No sense fighting it. You might as well thank them because they supply jobs and they buy a lot of products and so forth that keep many businesses going. So this is, and then you have the college graduates, and that's not split, but it's getting close to being split, tied between Harris and Trump for the election. It's somewhat mind-boggling to think that this election is even this close considering what's been going on. So anyway, although the Harris and the Democrat Party have moved far to the left on many issues, like income redistribution, reparations, law enforcement, men to compete in women's sports, and the role of government in our lives increasing, many people feel that they're okay with that. So what does that say? What does that say about people being okay with these things going on? It's important, but not the most important, but allowing biological men to compete in women's sports. And then you have law enforcement. We've seen the ramifications of the onslaught against law enforcement in this country in the last 4 years. Now, the people in California are fed up with it, and as of now, almost 60% want to overturn Prop 47. But nationwide, it doesn't make sense have this much of a difference. And with all the parents around the country sparking debate about the biological men competing in women's sports. But on the same token, they do that, but they want the role of the government in their lives to increase. Why would you want the role of government in your life to increase? Can anybody explain that to me? Why would you want more government in your life? Look what they've done. Look what they've done. Don't you, folks, don't you want to just be left alone by these clowns? Chris, in your age group, do you guys talk politics much?
Not particularly.
Okay. Do they notice things may have changed in the last 4 years?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, when it does pop up, there's a lot of talk about, you know, how things have changed. But I'd say that politics is something that I don't really tend to bring up much in my friend group because, you know, it's this part of my life and I'd rather just leave it here and, you know, carry on in different ways, if that makes sense.
Do they say anything about the cost of living?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's probably the biggest thing that's brought up in my age group is the expensive cost of living and how much it keeps going up.
And in the course of your circle, do they lay blame on anybody or do they just say it's just part of what happens in the United States?
More so the latter, but, you know, if they're going to ascribe blame, then it's usually, you know, just blame on whoever's currently in power.
Okay. Now, do they think that they have much say in being able to change things?
No, I wouldn't say so. Like, you know, we can obviously vote, but it just, in a way, it feels kind of out of our control because there's so many other things at play when it comes to, you know, government and economics that not everything can be voted on and some things are kind of unpredictable.
Yeah, well, it certainly is, and because we know that we can't trust everything that comes out of a politician's mouth regarding that and how they're going to improve your life and lower the cost and this and that, but there are things that happen behind the scenes and pressure from lobbyists and extremely just powerful people that can manipulate the system. But one of the things, and I think a lot of people make this mistake, no matter what age group, is to realize that while it may be a little bit more difficult to show an example or explain to people that your vote does count, we've had quite a few local elections here where, you know, if 13 or 14 more people would have voted, the elections change. So your local control, you certainly have the opportunity for a little bit more control in the local elections than national, but it all adds up.
Speaking of local, by the way, I want to go back to something that was brought up in the first hour, and that's I read SB 977, so I did see how the district redistricting commission will be selected.
Okay, who's going to do that?
So there's going to be, you know, anyone who wants to qualify or, you know, wants to apply can apply. After that, the county elections official will select up to 60 qualified candidates. And those 60 qualified candidates, their names will be made public for 30 days. After that, the 60 qualified candidates will be divided up. So there's some of them for each supervisorial district, since there's five of them. And then after that, five candidates will be selected at random. And the remaining six will be voted on from the remaining pool of those who were not selected at random with a 3/5 majority for each of the final six, if that makes sense.
So are you saying the county clerk recorder will have the pick on this?
She'll pick 60 qualified individuals whose applications match the necessary criteria that is listed in SB 977, and then they'll be selected at random. One for each supervisor district.
Can't wait for that. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I was just listening to your conversation. Kevin, we're all ignorant about certain things. That's just a fact. The smartest man in the world or woman is ignorant about a lot of things. But I will pass on to you and your audience. There's one thing that you should take some effort to be aware of, and that's politics that affect your life and all of the country's life, and that is to vote in an election. Have a little bit of energy in your life to maybe have a little bit of understanding of who you vote in and who is in power, because those people in Washington, D.C., you can take California right down to the city council, they run your life. It's point blank, case closed. You can be ignorant about everything else in life, but you should have a little bit of understanding of how the world works, how America works, and your life is governed by those people that you vote in. It's just...
Now, let me ask you a question, I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but I want to hear your response anyway. Over the course of your life, when you come across people who say they don't vote, do you have any respect for them?
It's minimal, but I can say, Kevin, you live in America. Thank God. You have the right not to vote. You have the right to vote. You live in a free country. Now, a lot of countries that aren't free, they don't want you to vote. They don't want you to vote so they can control the whole system. I talk about it all the time, dictators and despots. But let's be honest, in a lot of those places, you don't even get the opportunity to vote. So thank God that you live in America, you have the option to vote. But keep in mind, and I know I'm laboring this, the people you vote in control your life to a certain amount.
Well, I'm going to contradict myself here. I believe that there is a political party in this country, on one token, doesn't want us to vote, but also they want to enhance people who, by making promises to them, to vote because they want to stay in power, if that makes sense.
You hit the nail on the head, Kevin. They promote people that live their ideology. And they condemn people that don't live their ideology. Let's be honest. That's the Democratic Progressive Party.
And that's why they want to...
That's what they are. That's what they do.
That's why they want to manipulate the votes.
Again, what is the name of the game? Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. It's always the same game. People think so many of these things are new on the horizon. They're millenniums old. All of these evil people play the same game. Divide and conquer. Why do they do that? Because they want to maintain control. It's all about power and control. It always is, and it always will be. And that's, again, the bottom line. I will repeat myself. People, you can be ignorant just like me about a huge amount of things in this life. But one thing that you should be a little bit cognizant of is who you vote into office, because they control your life to a certain extent.
Okay, so again, we're getting to a meaty thing here. If our lives are, each individual's lives are pretty important. We like living. We like living, and there are a lot of things we don't want So if your life is that important, and the people that, you know, are elected officials, you're saying run our life, why wouldn't we take a bigger interest in those who are controlling our lives?
Well, it's easy not to. It takes a little bit of effort to understand who these people are. It, like I said, it comes down to a little bit of effort. What's fascinating to me, you can take a little bit of effort put in to vote in people, hopefully that will do things right, but you know what? It's a lot easier not to put the effort in, because you can put the effort into doing other things that are more pleasurable. I'll admit that. They're more pleasurable. But you suffer every single day, week, month, year with the people that run this country, if they're doing it good or bad. And let's be honest, most of the time, I'm going to say 95%, 98% of all politicians are there for one basic reason: to pad their own nest. And that's the way it is, and people don't seem to understand that, but that's reality. That's a reality check. And if people listening don't understand that, they're ignorant about that. But we're all ignorant. And again, I'll repeat myself, in America where you have the freedom to be ignorant.
So if you're, you know, you said 95%, then that is a cynical look at our system, isn't it?
Absolutely. But hasn't our system proved that to be true?
Oh, I don't know if the percentage isn't high, but I agree with you in general. But again, yes. The system has had issues for a long, long time. We can go back to the 1840s in particular, and it's gone forward. So I guess my frustration has been all these years is, why haven't people seen through this nonsense? Because at the end of the day, our system allows for this to stop and change it.
Absolutely, if you choose to be cognizant of what is going on. And unfortunately, most people are ignorant about it. That doesn't mean you're stupid. It just means you're ignorant about a subject. The most important subject, in my menial opinion, if you're not going to be ignorant about things, the most important one you shouldn't be ignorant about is who you vote into office, the people that guide your life on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-year system. That's the way America works.
I'll leave you with this because we're up against the break.
Okay, sure.
If the people don't give a damn about who's controlling their life, maybe I don't want them involved in the voting process.
Well, there is certainly some merit to what you said, Kevin, but the thing that they have to understand, which I understand, you understand, and a huge, huge part of your audience understands, it's not just them. It's their children, their grandchildren, and with me, I have 10 great-grandchildren.
Well, we're supposed to set the example, and that's what adults do. We're out of time. I got to go. Thanks real quick here. This is along the lines that you're not voting for Trump, you're voting for America. But listen to this. A vote is not a Valentine. You aren't professing your love for the candidate. It's a chess move for the world you want to live in.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County of San Luis Obispo's Public Library has announced they'll be hosting free costume exchanges in October from the 5th to the 26th. Kids and teens will be able to choose from gently used costumes and accessories at the libraries across the county, including Atascadero, Cambria, Chandon, and San Miguel. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be this morning at 9. On the board's business agenda is a presentation for the county's agricultural statistics in 2023, which says that the county has once more achieved another crop record for its values in 2023, edging right past $1.1 billion. You can attend in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Sunny skies today, highs in the low 90s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden addresses the United Nations General Assembly this morning.
A senior administration official says Biden has a solid story to tell as he wraps his administration, that he rallied the world to defend Ukraine, responsibly managed U.S. competition with China, and worked to secure a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel to stop the fighting, get aid to Gaza, and free the hostages. That work is still ongoing.
Fox's Rich Edson. It looks like making Nebraska winner take all, giving former President Trump a better chance at another Electoral College vote, is not going to happen before the election. Trump supporters have been lobbying for it.
Republican State Senator Mike McDonnell, a former Democrat who switched to the GOP this year, said in a statement that, quote, 43 days from Election Day is not the moment to make this change. Maine and Nebraska are the only two states that aren't winner-take-all.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Election Day is 6 weeks from today. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for lighting and electrical installations on a new building or a generator installation or maybe just an upgrade to your panel? Kelly Henson Electric in Paso Robles has been serving Slo County since 2002 and has experience in all things electrical. They provided electrical for wineries like Niner, La Venture, and others, as well as Twin City Hospital. From commercial to residential, Kelly Henson Electric is ready to serve. No job is too small. Call Kelly Henson Electric 805-536-1669. Kelly Henson Electric.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guest House Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sunshine, cooler, low 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 50, then low 80s Wednesday, back to the low 90s on Thursday, and low to mid 90s Friday, mid 80s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then, yeah, there you go. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 6:53 a.m., 6:57 p.m. We're at 53 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online. HutchHeatingAndAir.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. What's I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
That's 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Community calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank, 16th and Spring. Paso Robles Police Department, along with the Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services, is pleased to announce that they are hosting their open house Wednesday, October 2nd. That's a week from tomorrow, from 4:30 till 6. It'll be held at the Public Safety Center on Park Street there and include police vehicle displays, fire engines, drone, and motor demonstrations. And what else? They'll have 911 for kids and opportunities for community members to meet the staff of the Paso Robles Police and Fire and also department tours. So mark your calendar for that. That's next Wednesday, 4:30 to 6:30. Also coming up, it's the big one. It is the Pioneer Day. Yes, October 12th. And all the events, of course, you know, that start very, very early in the morning. And the big parade kickoff at 12 o'clock. That's the scheduled for the bean feed. But the parade and everything that goes on, including the first ever Pioneer Games, come celebrate Paso Robles. It's a free event at the Paso Robles Event Center that's following. And they'll have refreshments in for you. There'll be lots of games going on. The hay hurdle relay, hay loading, tug of war, antique car, potato race, all kinds of good things. Women's truck, horse, trailer backing, and a whole bunch of things there. Again, that's going to be at the Paso Robles Event Center at 3 o'clock following most of the festivities at Pioneer Day. So get ready for that. Sounds like a lot of fun. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
at 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Mighty fine jewelry. Mighty fine jewelry. Local celebrities on this Tuesday. Barry Medeiros, Tim Tool, Dylan Stoffel, Garrett Cooper, Susan Gallarte, Nick Streamland, Barbara Ferguson, Gary Weish, Rachel Erskine, Bella Montgomery, and Brooks Ballaris. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to all. On my right-hand side, a couple of folks you may remember. Where are we? Well, you heard of him, may not remember him distinctly. Chief Justice, Supreme Court, fourth one. John Marshall, 1755, 1835. F. Scott Fitzgerald, the writer, 1896, 1940. Continuing on our list, from Our Miss Brooks, the actor, Don Porter, 1912, 1997. Jim McKay, very good sports commentator, 1921, 2008. Sheila McRae, The Honeymooners, 1924, 2014. What Kind of Fool Am I? Anthony Newley, the actor and singer, 1931, 1999. Jim Henson of the Muppets, 1936, 1990. From the Angels, My Boyfriend's Back, 1940. Barbara Allbutt, she died in 2021. Pro Football Hall of Fame tight end, indeed, John Mackey, 1941, 2011. Linda McCartney, photographer, and, of course, the wife of Paul, 1941, 1988. Also from the Angels, it was Barbara's sister, Phyllis Jiggs Allbutt, from the same group, 1942. From Jerry and the Pacemakers, Jerry Marsden, the lead, 1942. Mean Joe Green, man, what a player he was. Hall of Famer, 1946. Gordon Clapp, the actor, Law and Order and others, 1948. Phil Hartman, 1948, 1998. He was shot to death by his wife. Eric Soderholm, not a bad baseball player, 1948. Anson Williams, Happy Days, 1949. Whoa. All right, he's not in the Hall of Fame, but, man, he was something else. Terry Medcalf, 1951. Ubi Brooks, baseball, pretty good player, 1956. Kermit the Frog, the voice of Steve Whitmire, 1959. Who else do we have? Rafael Palmeiro, the cheater, baseball, 1964. Bernard Gilkey, another baseball player, not too bad, 66 when he was born. He's a good broadcaster. Well, he's fun on that show, Intentional Talk. Kevin Millar, 1971, baseball. Ooh, Heisman Trophy winner, Eddie George, 1973. Who else do we have? Jackie Sandler, the actress, 1974. Paul Hamm, Olympic gold medalist in the all-around competition for what sport? I have no idea. Gymnast, 1982, and Ben Platt, the actor, 1993. Passing away on this day. Let's see, who do we have here? Not Jim McKay. He was born on this day. I have to go to my other list here. Dr. Seuss, 1991. Also, who else died? Tommy Bond. He was from the Little Rascals. He played the bully, Butch. He passed away in 2005. Neil Hamilton, the Commissioner Gordon in Batman, 1984. The Geiger counter, Hans Geiger, 1945. And that is it. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I know I have two other Hall of Famers on there, but this guy, man, he set a then NFL record combined yards with 2,462. That was in 14 games. I'm going with Terry Medcalf.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. SB 977 has been signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom this past weekend, which solidifies the creation of an independent redistricting commission in San Luis Obispo County. The commission will consist of 11 members of the public and will be responsible for establishing the supervisor districts in the county every 10 years. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be this morning at 9. On the board's business agenda is a presentation for the county's agricultural statistics in 2023, which says the county has once more achieved another crop record for its values in 2023, edging past $1.1 billion. You can attend in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s, it's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Medcalf holds the record for most games, 250-plus all-purpose yards with 7, and also he became the first player in NFL history to average at least 30 yards per kick return and 10 yards punt return in the same season. Went to Long Beach State. He was good. I hate to watch him, but he was good. I mean, when he played against my team. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.